Hello and welcome to another episode of Superior Mind Body Health Podcast. If you are new to my channel and my podcast, my name is Monica Banach. I am a health coach and an advanced practice nurse. And this episode is going to talk about how to stay motivated and avoid giving up too quickly. If you easily throw in the towel when your day isn't going as planned or perfect, I want you to listen to this episode. I will also give you a few of my tips that I use to help you stay resilient and avoid throwing in the towel when you have a bad day or you eat something bad. I know this very well because this is something I have struggled with for a very long time. I'm a perfectionist. So if I don't do something perfect, if I eat something wrong, I just throw in the towel and just say F it and just don't even worry about the rest of the day. I wish I could say that this goes away completely. It doesn't. You just get better at resisting this temptation to throw in the towel when things are not going well. So I actually had this situation happen today. I just came back from a walk. That's why I excuse this no makeup face. Yes, it still happens to me quite often. Not as much as I used to do this, but it still happens. Unfortunately, it never really goes away completely. You just get better at resisting those urges and throwing in the towel every time you have a bad day. Today, I woke up Sunday morning. I had these grandiose plans how my day is going to go. I did my meditation. I journaled, had my coffee. I was going to fast throughout the day and the next 3 days. Was going to go work out. So around noon, I got ready to go work out. I get to my car. I was actually going to go for a walk first. So I'm walking into my car and it starts pouring rain, like super hard rain. At that point, I decided, okay, I'm just going to go to the gym since I can't go walk outside. So I drive all the way to the gym. It's about 20 minutes from my house. I don't feel like going because that rain is just awful. It's cloudy, just nasty weather. I pull up to the gym and there's nobody there. Sorry, my cat over there. Nobody from the gym. And I realize that the gym is closed. So at this point, after driving around for about 20, 25 minutes in the rain, I decide, F it. I'm just going to order some food. So I call one of my favorite restaurants and I order steak tacos and French fries. And if that wasn't enough, I also ordered a cheesecake, chocolate mousse, something cheesecake. So I go pick up my food. I get home. I eat this food. I'm really stuffed at this time. And I'm sitting on my couch and I'm thinking, what the heck? This is the old me that I used to be. So I relaxed for about 30 minutes. And 30 minutes later, the rain goes away and suddenly the sun comes out, beautiful day. And I decided to go for a walk. So I went for a walk. I walked about 3 miles and I felt amazing afterwards. I made sure that I do a lot of self-love and not beat myself up for ordering French fries and eating chocolate. Although the day could have gone really bad, I could have been eating more and just lounging on the couch, not putting in any steps. But I did opt in to going for a walk, and just that one action alone completely turned that day around. And when you catch yourself doing this kind of stuff, you're going to be so proud of yourself. You pat yourself on the back and your body's going to remember, you know what, next time this happens, I'm going to remind Monica that, you know what, this is not the end of the day. You can still turn it around and have a great day. The point of the story is that I know I still have those days. They can be tough. Some are easier than others, and some are really tough, and I just lounge around and do nothing. If that sounds familiar, I want you to know that you are not alone. I'm going to give you some tips to help you navigate through those unmotivating times. And just kind of, I want you to remember that Success doesn't happen overnight, whether it's in weight loss, relationships, career. It does take time. Your days are not going to be perfect. You have to stay patient. You have to stay persistent and just keep moving forward. Because at the end of the day, you are strong enough. You can do this. And you have to remind yourself of that every single day. So the first thing I do is I acknowledge those feelings and I accept that those emotions are okay to happen. Those lazy days, they happen. It doesn't make me a bad person. It doesn't make me a lazy person. I don't put any titles on myself. I just accept those feelings without judgment. Maybe you've had a long week at work and you just want to chill on the couch, and that's normal. It's okay to feel frustrated, disappointed, or even overwhelmed. There are days where I come home from work and I truly just need to take a break. And sometimes those breaks could be laying in the bathtub with some Epsom salt, or this could be just going for a relaxing walk without making myself go and do any kind of crazy workout. Sometimes this could just be listening to music, listening to something positive on YouTube. One of the biggest things that I want you to remember when those moments happen is to truly practice that self-compassion. Be gentle with yourself. Don't criticize yourself. Like today, I could have criticized myself like I used to in the past. Oh, you're a fat pig. Anyway, look at you eating French fries and cheesecake. That's just how you are. You might as well just go ahead and order more or eat chocolate. That's who you are. You know, those bad days are normal. It doesn't make you a lazy person. It doesn't, if you make a habit of it and you do that every time you have a bad day, then yes, your body will get used to it. Your mind's going to get used to it. That's just what you do. But every time you break that pattern, like I did today, you get stronger and you get better. And your mind is going to remember that, oh, that walk did make me feel better. That cheesecake or those French fries were good at the moment, but we know better that those foods don't make you feel good. I felt bloated. I felt swollen instantly. My face like just felt puffy. But when I went for the walk, took some big deep breaths, I walked for about an hour and I felt incredible. But you know, sometimes, like Mel Robbins says, you literally don't think about it. And you just say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you get up and go. That's it. If you haven't read the 5-Rule formula or the 5-Rule book by Mel Robbins, it's great. I highly recommend it. I use it in the morning when my alarm goes off. I literally just say, you know, I could later and I could tell myself, oh, I'm going to snooze the alarm again. I'm going to snooze again. And next thing you know, it's like 20 minutes later and you're still in bed. So all I do is as soon as my alarm goes off, I say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get up and go. Because counting it down actually distracts your mind from overthinking and just trying to talk yourself out of it. So you can do it with everything. You can do it with a workout. You just say, put your shoes on, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get in the car, go to the gym. Once you get to the gym or once you get to that park to go walk, you're not gonna turn around because you're gonna feel better. Even if it's just a slow 15-minute walk, it's better than nothing. If you have those days where none of that stuff helps, just do your best. And most importantly, practice self-care. Take care of yourself physically and emotionally. If you have a good support system, call them, call your friend, just talk about it. Sometimes those emotions are real. Sometimes we struggle and we have to just chat with someone, talk with someone, and just you feel better when you get it out. If you are someone that journals, I journal every single morning. Take out your journal and write down those emotions. Put it out on the paper. I promise it feels better when you put it out on the paper. A lot of times also when these thoughts come up, what I do is I visualize what I want to achieve. If it's a certain type of body, a certain bikini I want to wear in the summer, summers are around the corner. I want to feel good. I want to feel confident in those clothes, in my dresses in the summer. So I visualize that for a few minutes. And I just remind myself that it's worth it. And those 15 minutes, they do count. It's not so much the calories that you burn during those 15 minutes, but the habits that it builds when you do those things that you tell yourself you're going to do. And you just do your best, but you don't try to be perfect, because perfectionism is actually what makes you throw in the towel. Because if you wake up, you know, let's say you eat perfect for breakfast or you fast, and then suddenly something happens in your day, you hear some not so good news or somebody pisses you off, and you just throw in a towel, like that day did not even exist, like all those good things you did not even exist. I hope this was helpful. I just jumped on here real quick to record this because I felt like this was the perfect opportunity to do it, because it happened to me today. And this day could have gone so much worse. And yes, I ate French fries and I had cheesecake, but I don't feel bad about it. You know, it's okay. That alone is not going to make me be morbidly obese, but the process, changing the process of what you do after you do it. I could have been beating myself up. I could have been eating another cheesecake or M&Ms or whatever, chocolate, but I opted out of doing so, and I went and did my best. So I hope this was helpful to you guys. Leave me a comment below. Let me know what kind of things you do when you get in that state of mind when you want to throw in the towel. Until next time, have a wonderful week.